Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top story. Alicia Keys plays Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, a song that Kobe Bryant taught himself to play for his wife, Vanessa. It was before a packed Staples Center celebrating the life of Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, nearly 1 month after they and seven others died in a helicopter crash in Calabasas.
That foggy Sunday morning, the axis of the world seemed to shift forever. That's how Lakers general manager and Kobe's close friend Rob Pelinka described it. He said Kobe had been texting him from the helicopter wanting to secure an internship for coach John Altobelli's surviving daughter.
Kobe's last human act was heroic. He wanted to use his platform to bless and shape a young girl's future.
He said Kobe's wife, Vanessa, brought out his romantic side. He even learned to play Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata by ear because he was missing her while traveling for work. Alicia Keys performed the classic at the memorial. Vanessa Bryant offered a tearful eulogy for her soulmate and their daughter, Gianna.
They were so easy to love. Everyone naturally gravitated towards them. They were so full of joy and adventure. God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together.
She told Kobe to take care of their Gigi, and she's got their three other daughters, saying, "We're still the best team." At Staples Center, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
People who attended or watched the memorial were almost speechless afterward. They said it was just really moving.
Almost from the beginning, when Jimmy Kimmel struggled to get the words out, the tears flowed. An LA City councilman said, "There wasn't a dry eye in the place." But to hear Vanessa Bryant speak, a woman who had just lost her husband and her daughter at the same time, that really hit home.
I honestly don't even know what to say. As a mother and a wife, I don't know. I don't know how she did that. She's incredibly, incredibly strong.
And in hearing more about Kobe Bryant himself, that was powerful too.
Kobe was a more remarkable guy than I ever even imagined. He had such a profound impact on people, made you want to be a better person.
The ceremony overall deeply affected these two women.
It was the most profound thing I've ever experienced in my life.
People said comments from Michael Jordan were also moving and memorable. At Staples Center, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And people who couldn't make it to L.A. were a part of the celebration of life for Kobe Bryant from Orange County.
Love you so much, Gigi.
It was a day of incredible mourning that stretched from Staples Center in Los Angeles to Great Park here in Irvine.
Kobe Bryant was literally the reason why I continued to play basketball. I went to college, played college basketball, and he was my motivation to take the game as serious as I could. I literally mimicked his game, mimicked his work ethic.
He was loving, adoring, and romantic.
Kobe's wife eulogizing her husband and listening with hundreds of others. Cedric, he couldn't get tickets to Los Angeles' Staples Center, so he watched here from Irvine, flew to Irvine from Nashville. That's home.
I just made it my obligation to make sure I'm here to pay my respects to the family.
He always knew there was room for improvement and wanted to do better.
On the green grass here at this soccer stadium, hundreds of Kobe fans mourned in their own way. In Irvine, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A legal aviation expert says Kobe Bryant's family does have a clear case in the wrongful death lawsuit they filed against the helicopter company.
Patrick Bailey of Bailey & Partners Aviation Attorneys in L.A. says the pilot should have been flying by instrument, but the helicopter was not equipped for that.
It wouldn't matter if you had an astronaut rating if the aircraft that you were flying was not capable or certified for instrument flight rules, then you can't be using it for instrument flight.
Bailey, who's not involved in the case, says the legal team will also try and solve one big mystery.
The NTSB calculated that prior to impact, there was a 4,000 foot per minute descent rate. If that's correct, that's a huge, huge descent rate, whether you're in a helicopter or in an airplane. And so that begs the question, wait a minute, is this out of control? Was it rolled over? What was going on that caused that descent rate?
KNX called the company being sued, Island Express Helicopters. They told us no comment. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070.
The naval base Ventura County at Point Magoo is now being used to quarantine travelers coming through LAX who may have been exposed to the novel coronavirus.
The announcement has generated some concern. One person on Facebook posted, "I fear for my safety and my grandkids who live here. Who's looking out for us? This is insane." Base officials are trying to allay concerns. Informational meetings are being held this week. Public Affairs Officer Melinda Larson says quarantined passengers will stay in a barracks building that can accommodate up to 20 people.
Health and Human Services has put a fence around it. The quarantined passengers will not have any direct contact with personnel on the base. They'll be confined.
In a letter to sailors and others at the base, Commanding Officer Jeff Chisholm asked for support as they host a group of people undergoing an uncomfortable transition. Earlier this month, the presence of quarantined passengers at March Air Reserve Base in Riverside County reportedly prompted attacks, both verbal and on social media, against workers and others there. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Stroke victims could soon be getting a new lease on life thanks to researchers at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A.
The research involves stents, which have been used for decades to help prevent heart attacks. Now study leader Dr. Michael Alexander says the same technology can be used in the brain.
I think everyone's used to hearing about people who have stents and blocked arteries in the heart. You know, when you have a heart attack, it's usually due to a cholesterol blockage in one of the heart arteries. The same process happens in the brain, where if you have some cholesterol blockages in the arteries to the brain, they can be opened up by stents as well.
Dr. Alexander says stroke patients who received a stent had a 30% less chance of having another stroke compared to those who only had medical therapy. Chris Seidens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Officials say it's looking less and less likely two bald eagle eggs being watched on streaming video will hatch in the San Bernardino National Forest. One egg is 47 days old, the other 44 days old. Bald eagle eggs usually hatch between 35 and 43 days. Terry Ashmore with Friends of Big Bear Valley tells KNX the eagle parents will probably try to incubate the eggs for another 2 weeks before they give up.
It's possible they can mate again this year, though it's very rare. It has happened, and it would probably need to happen within a month or less from now if they were going to do that. But more than likely, they will start the process of rebuilding the nest this fall and laying more eggs in early 2021.
She says it's possible the eggs were never fertilized or that they were defects or the cold might have been a factor.
North Hollywood man's facing life in prison if convicted on multiple counts of sexually abusing minors. Simon Ruiz Hernandez arraigned on those charges in a Van Nuys courtroom.
The court hearing followed a 7-month-long investigation by LAPD sexual assault detectives. DA spokesman Ricardo Santiago said during that period of time, a lot of information and victims came forward.
Today he pleaded not guilty to a total of 13 felony counts ranging from aggravated sexual assault, lewd act upon a child, and forcible rape of a child victim under 14 years of age.
Hernandez will have his next court date in mid-April. In the interim, he'll remain in custody, his bail set at $2.5 million. If convicted on all charges, the maximum sentence is life in prison. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A happy reunion in Glendale. Police say a man whose work truck was stolen with his five-month-old French bulldog puppy inside has been reunited with his pet and his truck. The owner of the pickup left the truck running in order to keep the dog warm while he finished power washing a building adjacent to where the truck was parked. Around 3 in the morning last Thursday, somebody saw the truck with the keys inside and took off with it. LAPD Northeast Division officers found the truck the following day with the pup named Kane inside unharmed. Kane and his owner are now back together where they belong.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.